88% of the workweek is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise ready AI.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 upfront payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes. See details.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Founder's Story. Today, we have Peter Khoury. I love what you're doing, Peter, because you are the founder of Give Kindly, and I am all about impact. It was like a few years ago for me where my journey was like, you need to focus on impact, and everything I do is all around that. I know you are super successful with your group holding company of R2B. I think you're at a valuation of like 60-something million dollars, and this is, I believe you mentioned, it's something from 24 years ago that was an idea that's coming to fruition now. Let's talk about that. Why did you launch Give Kindly right now, and why are you so focused on impact?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. In business in general, I've always felt it's about the why. And I believe every founder's journey kind of gets to a point where financially, accrual doesn't make any more sense. There's nothing else you can buy. There's nothing else you can do. So for me, it's always been about the purpose. Why am I doing what I can do? Why am I doing what I do? And by that, I mean, I'm striving for something every single day, but it has to be beyond myself because essentially there's nothing left to buy. It's all about how do I make a difference in this world with the gifts I've been given. The question of why now? Simply put, I've tried before. So as you said, 24 years ago, age 13, I registered Give Kindly, gave it a good shot. But obviously a 13-year-old doesn't have the tools or skills to do what it needs to do, nor does it have the capital. I launched it again when I was 17, 18 here in Australia. Didn't have the capital behind it. My budget was $4,000 and just, again, not the experience. And now having gone off and built, you know, my own business sort of empire in Australia, I've always come back to the point of what am I doing this for? What's the purpose? And now that I've accrued, what do I need to accrue? I need to put all behind the mission, which is doing something beyond myself and creating a difference in this world we want to see.
I think there's this founder's dilemma, and I know there's a few different dilemmas, but the one specifically I'm thinking is happiness. It's like you go into business most of the time in the beginning because you want to make money. You want to make, you know, freedom of making unlimited money. You don't want to be held back by a job where, you know, they tell you how much to make, but then you buy what you want, you get to travel, you get to do the things, and then you're kind of left with this dilemma of what's going to make me happy next. Did you ever find yourself in there? And then what brings you happiness now?
Yes, it's a funny thing you mentioned. I remember working in the cinemas when I was a lot younger, and I'd accrued like 2 or 3 weeks for the pay packets, and I had $400 in my account. And I said, I want to go buy something. And I went through the shops, aisle by aisle, department store after department store. And at a very young age of 14, I learned that there's only so much things money can do. And then as you grow up, you get there, I've got a house, I've got a car. We live a decent lifestyle. We've got our kids in school. But again, it's not that I'm excessively wealthy. But what I've learned is that money isn't the key to it all. And it comes down to service. You know, essentially what makes me happy is being impactful for what I achieve. As you probably may be aware, you know, success is a selfish pursuit. At times you neglect a lot of responsibilities to achieve certain tasks. And I can't justify doing that purely for the sake of more money. So the only way I can justify the work and effort I put in is to actually have a go towards something beyond myself, because then I can justify just putting that little bit extra. So I've never had that real dilemma about how to push forward, because the lesson was learned before I made my first dollar that, you know, the actual monetary piece of it can only go so far.
Man, I love that. It's great when you can learn these lessons early on, because I think we know entrepreneurship is like all about lessons, failures, right? It's like there's no real blueprint. I don't think you could really go to school and like learn entrepreneurship necessarily, because it's like once you get into it, everything completely changes. Let's dive into the mission. I'm always fascinated with how as people grow, they really hyper-focus on this mission. So what led you into this specific mission, and how are you going to make this mission global?
Absolutely. Thank you. So GiveKindly is about letting charities do what they do best. It's an online platform where people buy what they're going to buy anyway. We're focusing on females' clothing and accessories right now. When they buy, a percentage goes towards a charity of their choice. So we know humans, Americans, they want to give. They want to be impactful just as I do, just as you do. But they don't often have the avenues to do it within their means. So we're saying if you're going to buy clothes. A percentage of each purchase goes towards a charity of your choice, the charity that you want to impact, the mission that you want to impact. So not only am I empowering myself to make an impact, but I'm also empowering the consumer to make the impact that they want to make. And the ethos behind that's quite simple. The charities are so bogged down in generating recurring revenue, bringing more money in. In fact, the whole plot of a charity is somewhat doomed. You raise $10 million, you spend $10 million, and you have to spend another $2 million making the next $10 million. They can't take risks like we can take risks, right? And I believe that's why it's on the responsibility of a business owner to generate recurring revenues for charities. If a charity gets involved in investment, the investment goes south, and then you, Dan, you've put money in there, you're going to say, why is my money going towards business endeavors? It should be going towards the cause. Everyone's always questioning, you know, how much of the money I put into that charity is actually going towards that cause. So what I'm trying to say is it's necessary what they do. They have to accrue money to make more of an impact. But what I'm suggesting is it's not their responsibility to do so, nor is it their skill set. It's not what they do best. It's what we as entrepreneurs do best. So I'm establishing mechanisms to generate profitable revenue-generating businesses that fund these endeavors. Because if I lose all my money tomorrow, not a single person will lose a tear for me. No one will care. And that's fine. That's the job of an entrepreneur. But if a charity does it, they're in strife. So we have to end this vicious cycle of raise money, spend it, raise money, spend it, because the scrutiny they get, it's just not fair as well. They shouldn't be asked to constantly have 50% of their proceeds going to generate more revenue, because that's the difficult part of this whole process, not the almsgiving that they wish to do.
Yeah, I'm dabbling into the nonprofit space. I've come to realize it is very, very hard to run a nonprofit or charity. Like, I don't think people understand how difficult it is having to constantly, like you said, raise money and bring in funds and not do what you wanted to do, which is help people, give back, like do these things. Instead, you're focused on always, you know, where's the next money coming in? Otherwise, it'll go out of business. So I appreciate what you're doing. And I'm really interested too in the whole like globalization of things, right? Like, you could start a company in Australia, but maybe your client is in New Zealand or Iceland or, you know, some other country, right? Or some other continent. And it's very interesting now with obviously the internet and so many places have access to it that you can sell a product and service in a totally different place than 20 years ago or 30 years ago. How's the experience for you when it goes to bringing your product and service to other countries?
Yeah, so, I mean, the world is so small, right? I think we had the conversation earlier, me and you, where we were saying that the smaller the world gets, the more complicated on some levels, but also the simpler on some levels. I mean, I'm having this conversation with you live right now, and it's going out to all your supporters. The reality is things are exactly the same in terms of technology here than they are there. In fact, America specifically has got so many different opportunities that it's just substantially easier, less barriers of entry. But one of the main things I want to share is why I'm choosing the States as opposed to launching this in Australia. And, you know, what I'm seeing and through my many visits to America is the genuine community spirit en masse in the States. It is such a huge place compared to Australia. I mean, Australia's population is 24 million. We don't even, I think our GDP is one third the size of California, just as an example. But despite its ginormous state, it's really got a community feel. People are always there to lend a hand. I always found that that community aspect has been really embedded in to the American psyche. And I just thought, what a place to launch GiveKindly, where the people are really, you know, have really bought in to the idea of community and making a difference.
It is interesting how different countries view, like you're saying, community and just even business and entrepreneurship, or how they treat each other is very fascinating. And I could see what you're saying about the U.S. being very community-centric in the sense of like wanting to give and giving back. I can't wait to try out the platform. I love the idea of the customization and transparency, which is something that is probably going to be everywhere in the future. Like, we want to customize things. We want to give to the charities that we want versus you saying it has to go, you know, at X, Y, Z. I'm curious, though, when it comes to some personal things with you. Business is not easy. Entrepreneurship is very challenging, in my opinion. There's a lot of ups and downs. What's been a challenging time for you, and what is a lesson you learned?
But you hit the nail on the head, right? In any kind of business, it's always challenging, every aspect of it. So I look back at, you know, my existing journey here at R2B Group Holdings, you know, just got a significant valuation, is growing, you know, a million miles an hour. Every single milestone we achieved was an overcoming of a challenge.
Whether you're starting or scaling your company's security program, demonstrating top-notch security practices and establishing trust is more important than ever. Vanta automates compliance for ISO 27001, SOC, GDPR, and more, saving you time and money while helping you build customer trust. Plus, you can streamline security reviews by automating questionnaires and demonstrating your security posture with a customer-facing trust center, all powered by Vanta AI. Over 8,000 global companies like Atlassian, Flow Health, and Quora use Vanta to manage risk and prove security in real time. Our audience gets a special offer of $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/founders. That's VANTA.com/founders for $1,000 off. Now back to the show. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. We want this already done, streamlined in one place, leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day. Its matching engine is constantly learning your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/founders story. Just go to Indeed.com/founders story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/founders story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey everyone, I'm sure you've heard me talk about Rosetta Stone. It's the most trusted language learning program available on desktop and as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn. That's why Rosetta Stone is different. It is trusted by millions of people. And the great thing is, you don't have to learn by memorizing. You're truly learning to speak, listen, and think in that new language. I'm currently learning Spanish, since we are going to be expanding to doing interviews here in Spanish, and I want to be fluent, so I can deliver incredible, amazing conversations. And then when I travel, I want to be able to take those languages where I go. Plus, with Rosetta Stone, they have a built-in true accent speech recognition feature, which is like having a personal trainer for your accent, ensuring you sound authentic. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Founder Story listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. T-O-D-A-Y.
So, I mean, just to give you some context about our business, if you've got 2 seconds, our company helps people buy properties in Australia with zero deposit. The property market in Australia is quite difficult to get into, and there is somewhat of a housing crisis going on right here. So our whole goal was to basically fund deposits, which is not done in Australia, so that people can get into that market sooner. So to do that, we go, okay, we've got this concept. We need a funded element of deposit. How do we do that? So the first stage was, let's get them into an incubator and get them structured and organized. So we went through, got their credit sector sorted out. We made sure everything was going well. Their budgeting was fine. And the next step was, okay, now you've got that. Let's get their loan approved. Okay, this doesn't exist now. We have to create a loan product for the first mortgage, that is. And then now we have to fund the second mortgage. How do we do that? Okay, we have to start making revenue to do that. So we can't just charge a cent. We go, okay, we have to get the real estate component. We develop the real estate land. Then we have to do the build component. Then we bought a law firm. So it became 9 little small companies. All the profits feeding into our credit license or the bank license, as you might refer it as, and that issues a deposit loan. If you think about every single stage for the last 6 years in building this, we would sprint towards a brick wall and literally bash our head against it until it cracked open and we can go to that next stage. And to give some context about the actual kind of growth aspect of this, you know, we'd be up very profitable the first year and then we'd make a massive loss. And then we'd go up next year and make a massive loss because we have to keep investing. And to give scale to, you know, when that breakthrough period is, it's not a breakthrough of, you know, 5-6 years constant sort of progress. For us, it was 6 years. And on July 1st this year, it was an explosion where we went from 3 million to 90 million. And then we just signed 2 other massive deals, which unfortunately I can't disclose right now, but that goes to the next level as well. And with business in general, it's exactly like you said, the challenges are just consistent. And I think the founder of NVIDIA said it best is people will never tell you how hard it is, right? And that's why you'd never create NVIDIA again, right? He's always said it was that bloody hard. And I think that's the connection that us entrepreneurs have is we know how hard it is. So we're not asking ourselves about the successes. We're going, that was tough, right?
Yeah, I think that's super inspiring that even people at the level of your success, you know, you can talk through what the challenges were. Because I think a lot of times the internet, everything looks great. Social media, everything is perfect. Man, this person is doing amazing. And then when you start to dig into it, they're living paycheck to paycheck. Because like you said, they have to reinvest all the money back in, but they have to have this persona online. So, and it could be, I think, very stressful. Mental health can depreciate for a lot of people when they dive into business. And we know many businesses fail within the first few years. But thank you for sharing that. I love it's like building the plane as you go or building the parachute. Like these are the realities of business. But it's been really great today. I'm super inspired by what you're doing. I really, really love the impact. I can't wait for you to launch in the US. So when are you launching in the US? Also, how can people find you? How can they look up the company?
Absolutely. So I believe by the time this airs, November, we'll be live. And by November 5th, we are going live 40% off all the items on our website. So that's 40% of everything. That makes a loss on every product. I'm funding a loss for everyone all the way through to December so people can actually experience the website all the way through till Christmas. So 4th of November, we go live 40% off everything. You can find us on giftkindly.com. And also you can download our app on Android and Apple Store, the Gift Kindly app. Again, our focus right now is female clothing and accessories. To start the ball game. We've had some great responses so far in our soft launch. But as of 4th of November, you can go hell for leather, choosy charities, do what it takes. We're going to basically fund a loss to make sure you can experience the give kindly piece, and hopefully as a supporter of a charity, you also become a supporter of us.
Well, Peter, thank you so much for all that you do to help. I can't wait till November. Great conversation today. Really inspired. I think a lot of people get some takeaways, and just you're having this mission in life. I mean, from 13 years old, an idea to 24 years later, like, that is incredible. Like, most people would have given up and just said, you know, that idea was dead 24 years ago. But the fact that you've kept through it, I mean, that's incredible. And thank you so much for joining us today on Founder Story.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. Really appreciate it, Daniel.
Saving money on appliances now at Menards. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with the largest in-stock appliance selection ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on all appliances at Menards, and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all our great deals. Save big money
at Menards. Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
I've been able to live my normal lifestyle, and I've lost 20 pounds already. It changed my life.
I wasn't expecting it to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.